We've just finished the first week of rehearsals of the complete World of Sports Abridged. Are you ready to fire the director yet?
At least one of them.
Hi, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Thanks for subscribing, streaming, or downloading and listening to us on your computer or MP3 player. I'm Austin Titchener, one-third of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, and you're listening to this week's Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast, number 175, Playwrights Who Direct. It is a busy time for the Reduced Shakespeare Company. Matt Rippey, Michael Faulkner, and Mick Orff are on tour on the East Coast of America this week and next, while Reed Martin and I are writing and rehearsing the first production of the new show, The Complete World of Sports Abridged, which will be performed in May, but not performed by the Reduced Shakespeare Company until this fall, 2010. Reed and I sat down yesterday at the end of the first week of rehearsal to talk about how it's going and how this particular production and creative process happened to come about.
Making a new show feels like childbirth. Moments of complete agony and complete ecstasy. You read a scene and you go, oh, this is really funny, and yeah, right. I can see how this goes. And then something you've had in your head for months and you've written and they read through and it just sits there like a big turd.
And we've had people in the past say, oh, you guys should work with the director. You guys should really work with a director. And I agree. I mean, I have my MFA in directing. I think directors can be very valuable. But there's something about, you know, the relationship between a playwright and a director is the relationship between any artist, among any artistic collaborators is really, rare. I mean, a good working relationship is really rare. We have one. We have a bunch of good actors that we work with. And adding a director into the mix seems like it would be complicated.
Well, in this particular case, I think we've addressed the issue that people who have told us that are referring to, which is it's hard to direct yourself.
Very true.
So because this is not a Reduced Shakespeare Company production, we are not acting in it.
Right.
These actors have been hired by Sonoma County Rep.
Right. So let's explain. What the Reduced Shakespeare Company has done with its scripts in the past is that, you know, the original guys developed the Shakespeare show at the Renaissance Fairs, and then Reed and Adam Long and I wrote the America show, and we rehearsed it ourselves, and we put it up, and then we wrote the Bible script, but Adam didn't perform it with us. Matt Croke did, but still we were rehearsing it, and then we did the same thing with Millennium, the same thing with Books in Hollywood. But for The Complete World of Sports Abridged, we've actually written a script, and there's a very tiny theater... A reduced theater.
Yes. A storefront in Sebastopol, California.
Called the Sonoma County Repertory Theater. And you have a relationship with the former artistic director, I guess.
Yeah, Jennifer King, who's head of the theater department at Napa Valley College, where I teach.
Where you teach. And they have done, independent of us, they've done four of our scripts. They did Shakespeare, Bible, America, and Books, right?
Yeah. Right. And so we were trying to develop this show, and we thought, well, what if we were not the producers of the first production?
What if the Reduced Shakespeare Company were not the producers?
Yes. To clarify, what if we acted, you know, we're playwrights and directors, but we don't produce this first run. So we act as an outside eye.
Right.
You and I write it, and then we direct it. And as I say, I think that might address the question. And there's something to that. It's hard to act in something and direct it at the same time. And so for this first production, we're going to rehearse it for 5 or 6 weeks, and then they'll run it for a month.
Right.
And we'll make changes and be the outside eye. But when we do rewrites, we don't have to memorize 5 new pages of dialogue. We can write it and then sit outside and watch it and see how it works.
Well, and part of it for us, at least, I mean, I don't know how it works with real playwrights because I'm not one. But, part of it for us is that the rehearsals are part of the writing process. You know, we put this is comedy. You know, you have to put it on its feet and see whether it works and perform it for other people and see whether there are any laughs. And so there's a point at which admittedly, we got way behind in the writing of the of sports because of writing and performing Lost Reduced. Mm-hmm. That put, at least it put me way behind because I lost a good month there. But I know we have some of these sketches we wrote last summer, summer of 2009, but here it is March of, or April of 2010, and we've written the first draft, and we had it read, and I think we learned a lot in this first week about the kind of stuff that works and the kind of stuff that didn't work.
Yeah, I mean, we started writing last summer, and we did some reading in the fall, in October, and then we did a reading in December. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then we had the Lost thing, so that we lost a few weeks there. But this first week feels like I've never been in what's called the room of a sitcom, but that's what this first week is, and when we rehearse it ourselves, that's often what a lot of the rehearsal is sitting around reading it, stopping, saying, no, this is the funny word, it needs to go at the end of the sentence, here's a shorter way to say this, just tweaking it, sitting down, not getting it on its feet. Right. And along the way, we're not having to be the actors in this one, but along the way, if we're the actors, we're learning the script. We're discussing what the scene is about. We're talking about the motivations. How fast does it go? How do you play it? And I think it's very useful, not only for us as actors and directors, as writers and directors, but for the actors as well. And we are far from Shakespeare, but when you do a professional Shakespeare production, often you will sit in a room for a week or two, not cutting and changing and adding jokes, but really analyzing what it's about so you understand it by the time you get it on its feet. And that's kind of our process here.
Well, and we're particularly lucky here. I mean, this is not the Reduced Shakespeare Company, but the two of the three guys that are going to be acting in this have done a couple of the shows. I guess one of them, the guy playing your part, has done the four other shows here at the Sonoma County Rep, and then the guy playing my part has done two shows, I guess, and then the third guy hasn't done any of our shows, but has wanted to. But even with that experience of the kind of the style of what we write, more, I think, fortunately for us, is that they are type-wise exactly like us. Because Dodds, who's playing your part, is a professional, or was, I guess, some sort of umpire somewhere, and actually does love baseball as much as you do, and plays the coach. And Chad, who's playing my part, played the professor in books, and is just as geeky about Star Trek and dopey voices and accents as I am. And the third guy is very much like Matt Rippey. He's not really into sports. He's incredibly good looking, and you want to kill him.
Very earnest.
Very earnest. And he's very earnest. So in terms of conceiving the characters and the script for future Reduced Shakespeare Company shows, working with these guys is actually, we're not having to make a lot of changes just to make concessions for these guys.
No.
And they were excited to come on because they've worked on our shows before, but they wanted to be in on the process. So and the Sonoma County Rep has been very gracious about, you know, giving us what we need within their abilities.
Yeah, so we rehearse it for a month, they perform it for a month, and we tweak it and change it all along, and then we will learn it ourselves, rehearse it in August, so that'll be when the Reduced Shakespeare Company first becomes producer of the show, and then we take it out in the fall on tour.
Right. Well, and all of our shows they're never done. I mean, our shows are never finished. I mean, particularly Hollywood, which is just is being rewritten again and again. But and we'll probably find out that, oh crap, that line was only funny when one of these original actors said it in a funny accent. Uh-oh.
I hate that.
I hate it when the line needs to be actor-proof.
Hi, this is Michael Faulkner, three-ninths of the RSC and also from topicallimerick.com. Here's one from April 2nd. You'll recall that Rush Limbaugh pledged to move to Costa Rica if healthcare reform became law. A man of considerable heft gets to make what's a not very deft bet, which as soon as he loses, he's full of excuses, so why hasn't Rush packed and left yet? You're listening to the Reduced Shakespeare Company podcast.
Where can you see the RSC? This week and next, we're in Ithaca, New York, Morristown, New Jersey, and the Center Stage in Reston, and then the Virginia Arts Festival in Norfolk, Virginia. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for specific venue and ticket information. I have been on both sides, this whole issue of should playwrights direct? I know it's a, I know it's it was much talked about, at least when I was going through grad school, because I got my MFA in directing, and I but I didn't work with any living playwrights. That was one of the drawbacks of the program at Boston University. And maybe they fixed that. I don't know whether they have. In fact, I don't think they have. I think they have a graduate playwriting program, but it's in the English department at BU. And so you didn't get to work with playwrights. You didn't get to collaborate. And that process is very it's a close artistic collaboration. And but I worked with a group called the Writers Theater in New York City from about 86 to 89. And that was and I don't think it's still around. I should look this up. But it was kind of funded and supported by Tom Fontana, who had done St. Elsewhere and Homicide and a bunch of other television shows. But he's also a playwright. But anyway, they had a director's unit. And so I was one of the directors of the and I would work with playwrights who had submitted their things. And we would just do readings and stagings and sometimes full productions. And I worked with a handful of playwrights. The guy who wrote Spring's Awakening, I did one of the early stagings of his plays. And I discovered, actually, that I'm not a good director with living playwrights who aren't me.
Because they're suggesting things that you disagree with, or why didn't it work?
Well, because I'm usually suggesting things that the playwrights don't agree with, because the playwrights, quite rightly, want to have their own vision and want to write their own play. And I'm suggesting things that, you know, suggesting directions and things that they should consider and talk about. And they should completely ignore me if they want to. But I was frustrated by that.
Yeah.
Because I just want to get in there and fix.
Well, there's a couple of things. I think for me, I feel the harder part is not so much being the director and the playwright as being the director and the actor.
Yeah.
I find that more difficult. But the advantage we have is that there are two of us writing the show.
Right.
So you've written a scene, and then I can come in and say, well, what about this, this, and this, which maybe you don't see, and vice versa. And the other thing is that you can videotape the show and take a look at it. We've also, from time to time, Steve Smith, who ran Clown College, when I went and when Matt Crook went, has very graciously, several times, come in for a few days or a week once the show is sort of up on its feet and been a completely outside eye as neither the writer nor the director nor the actor, and that's always helpful, too.
Right. Well, and we've talked about, wouldn't it be fun to have Steve Smith in as the director of record? And even with Steve Smith, who we know and like, that is then would be another level of not just administration for me. In my head, it would just be one more person helping out, yes, but maybe getting in the way, you know? I don't know.
Well, it makes it more complex. It makes the relationship more complex. And you and I have worked together so long, it would be interesting to talk to the actors who are sitting here. We talk in shorthand.
Right.
What about this, this, and this? And eventually they catch up, or we say, well, if we're going to put it in longhand, this is what we're trying to say.
So,
I think we have the advantage that there's two of us, and we do the show again and again and again. I've probably said this before, but I feel it's like vaudeville in the old days, the Marx Brothers, when they were, you know, starting out, and who was their director? Well, I think they were their own director. You'd try stuff, and if it didn't get a laugh, you'd fiddle with it until it did get a laugh.
Right. Well, and that's the value of, we're rewriting when we're in rehearsal, but we're also then rewriting when we're out performing, because you just learn what you need and learn what you don't need, because sometimes the audience is way ahead of you, and sometimes you need to set it out there for an audience as well. And I haven't been on the other side of this, but I have seen, like, when I'll see, I saw A Fool for Love off Broadway, that Sam Shepard's play, that he wrote and directed himself. And I thought, because I was a young graduate directing student, and I knew everything, of course, because I went and saw it, and on that I was directing it up at BU. I thought, it's a more interesting play. Sam Shepard wrote a more interesting play than he directed, because I think there is that limitation, is that even if it's your own work, you don't see all the stuff that's in it, you can't see everything that's in it. But on the other hand, I'm pretty sure I read Sam Shepard say this, and I think I totally agree now. If a playwright has any directing skill whatsoever, I absolutely think that he should direct the first production of his own piece, because then, if nothing else, it is the way he wants it. It's the playwright's way he wants it, up on stage, and then he can see it, take the responsibility for it, go, I like it, I don't like it, whatever it is, but at least, boom, there it is. And now other, and then other directors can come along and do it their way.
Yeah. Well, and we see other productions, and we say, oh, we hadn't thought of that. That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Let's try doing it that way.
Yeah.
One I remember is the Chicago production we saw, A Complete History of America, where our Lincoln head, the face of the Lincoln head when he was assassinated, just used to pull down. So it was a piece of cloth, so he'd be smiling, and then there was a string, and you'd pull it down, and he was frowning.
Right.
Well, they made it a balloon, and it popped, and it was full of confetti. You
yeah.
go, oh, well, that's really funny. I hadn't thought of that. And all the actors, the different actors that come
yeah.
in, they each bring their own bag of tricks and mm-hmm. their experience and opinions, and that all adds something new.
Well, and vaudeville, too, that's a good analogy. Vaudeville was very often self-directed. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was the acts themselves going, oh, I'm losing them. Mm-hmm. I'm losing them. I got to pick it up here. Or we don't need this line, whatever. And so each act would come in, and I guess the producers, the impresarios, would quote direct the evening by scheduling this act in front of this act after this act, etc.
This is probably my bias mm. as a comedian, but I wonder if it's harder to direct a drama you've written than a comedy, because I always think comedy, the audience
tells you,
is the co-director. They will tell you if they get it. They will
yeah.
laugh or they won't.
Yeah. Well, and I think that's part of the reduced sensibility, too, is that you don't want to over-direct. You don't want to overproduce.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to do anything that gets in the way of the three performers and the material and the audience.
Yeah, you want to do it as simply and as honestly as you can and still get the laugh. We were talking in rehearsal today
right.
when the script is new and we're performing it. I know I always go push it at high energy
yeah.
and then I sort of pull back a step. Does it still get a laugh? Pull back a step.
Yeah.
Does it, you know, and then you pull it back one step and it won't get a laugh. You say, okay, then I need to play it at that.
Right.
That's the level.
Right, right. And yeah, and the discovery for me is always when I have a cold or I'm not feeling well and I come in and I barely have enough energy to stand on stage and it still gets all the laughs it used to get. And I went, oh, God, then I've been working way too hard.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that the really funny scenes, the more better we wrote it, the more honest you can play it.
And the less you have to do.
Yeah, and the scenes where you see in our DVDs or live where we're mugging up a storm, those are the ones we didn't write as well, so you have to push it.
It's true. I remember there was a line in Millennium. It was just an exit line. I had to give it my Matthew Perry, you know, from Friends delivery. I'll be over here. You know,
right.
It was just like, oh, it's not a funny line, but if you say it in a funny way, you'll get it.
Yeah.
You know, and then often if it's a funny line, you don't need to say it in a funny way. You could just say the line.
Well, and that's the difference between, in this production, acting only as playwrights and directors.
Right.
We instinctively, in most cases, have an idea how to deliver a line without putting a stage direction in and discussing it.
Right.
Whereas actors who we haven't worked with before, mm-hmm. you might have said, no, well, what we're trying to, we right. need to put this in a stage direction because we won't be here for every production of this script. But what we mean is say it this way.
Right. Well, we changed the line of mine today where I had written, yes, but no, I'm disagreeing with you, mm-hmm. you know, and so the actor was going, well, yes, I'm agreeing with you. And it was, no, you know, but that's how people actually talk. And so I wrote it the way people actually talk, but If that actor is going to miss it, then every actor is going to miss it. And so I should just write it simply and clearly so it's clear.
Well, and you had mentioned that we go see productions and we say, oh, that was a really interesting idea, or, oh, that isn't the way we meant it. And they said, well, that's the way it is in the script,
yeah.
which means we didn't make it clear either in the text or the stage directions. And they were doing as best they could figure out what we meant them to do.
Right. So our advice for playwrights is direct your own work if you can.
And don't if you can't.
And directors, let the playwrights write. That's it for this week's Reduced Shakespeare Comedy Podcast. There's been some glitch in the matrix this week. For some reason, last week's podcast isn't appearing on iTunes, and Matt Rippey and I have both been too busy to troubleshoot it, so we apologize for that. If Podcast Set 174 still hasn't downloaded, you can always stream it live 24/7 at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Send us the plays you've directed via email to feedback@reducedshakespeare.com. You can interact with other fans at our website, reducedshakespeare.com, and our Reduced Shakespeare Company fan page at facebook.com. You can also become a subscriber to our YouTube channel or become a twit. Follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/reduced. You can find easy links to all these social networks at our website, reducedshakespeare.com. Thanks as always to webmaster Matt Rippey, Super Bowl Grand Prix Trifecta Cup winner Matthew Croak, music by John Weber and Garage Band. Our random fan shout out this week goes to Katie Cuthbertson. No reason, it's just random. Special thanks to Michael Faulkner. Check out his daily limericks at topicallimerick.com. And thanks very much to you for listening. I'm Austin Titchener, 175 525ths of the Reduced to Shakespeare Company. This podcast is a production of the Reduced Shakespeare Company, reducing expectations since 1981. Go to reducedshakespeare.com for performance dates, actor bios, email newsletters, and so much less. So much less. So much less.